Okay, this is Lindsay Mosley. It's April the 25th, Sunday morning. I'm interviewing my dad, Hiron Hicks, about his golfing experience with Wii Sports. Say hello, Daddy.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, my daddy is up very early for him, and he's insisting that he goes home now. So we're going to be very quick about our interview. How long have you been golfing?
I started golfing probably about 28 years ago.
Wow, that's a long time, because that's about how old I am.
I know. I started when I was about 38, and I'm now in the twilight of my life and enjoying it.
Wow, must be nice. So what originally got you started golfing?
Watching Tiger Woods on television in the 1999. He was playing in his third U.S. Amateur Championship, and I thought if he could do it, I could do it.
Wow, must be nice to have some kind of role model, because I don't particularly like Tiger Woods. I don't care for him very much, but I mean, he is. I guess it is awesome to watch him play because he's actually pretty good. But that would mean, well, is that when you started seriously taking golf as a doing golf as a hobby?
Yes, because I thought that it would help bring in more African Americans playing golf, which we have not a whole lot of them, but it has brought a whole lot of other African Americans into golf.
Okay, what was your previous experience playing video games?
The only other video game I've ever played was Tiger Woods 2003.
Wow, so you didn't have any other than Tiger Woods, you didn't have any other golf experience, like digital video game golf experience?
No, my generation, we didn't have videos, so I had no access to them.
Okay, so when did you first hear about the Wii Sports Golf?
From my daughter. My daughter told me about Wii, and I tried it out. I like it.
Oh, okay. Which was the golf game? What was it about the golf game that initially got you to play it?
I like the visualization, and it also gives you a different kind of feeling playing it inside and being able to stand there than playing outside.
Oh, okay. Was it easy for you to pick it up when you first started playing it, or did you have to think about it a little bit better?
No, of course not. Especially when your wife beat you at it the first time when she played. So, no, it wasn't easy.
Oh, my mom did not actually beat him. She was playing in a different sport, and she did not want to play the golf. But she was telling him how to play it, and he wasn't quite understanding that. So that was an interesting experience, I thought. What was it like actually transferring your skills over to the digital version of golf as opposed to playing, you know, going outside and playing on a green or something?
It's a great difference in knowing how to swing the golf club. Even though all of us swing the golf club the same, it's a whole total difference when you play in the Wii game. Even a real amateur can pick up the Wii game easily.
Yeah, that's true, actually, because when I first played it, I'm not a golfer, and I'm now, my best score is 3 under on the first course, which means I played it an awful lot, but I'm not very good at it, so I wouldn't consider myself a golfer at all. Would you buy a Wii based on your experience with Wii Sports? Would you actually buy it for the golf?
Sure, I would. I'd use it to practice with, because, like I said, it has a lot of similarities to the real golf swing. You can use it as a practice tool.
Okay. Yeah, I would think, yeah, you could actually, because, I mean, it's slightly realistic. I mean, the visuals are leave a lot to be desired, but the actual physics and how you hit the ball, even though some people say it's not very realistic at all, I think it's actually realistic because I can see myself swinging. Like, I mean, I can actually pick it up and try it and be decent at golfing. That you can't really, like, I couldn't really go outside and do it right now, but I would eventually do it. Last question for you is, I know that you're involved with rtbox.com, which is for amateur golfers. What exactly does it do, and what do they provide for golfers?
I started playing on the amateur tour about 6 years ago. I've won 22 championships now. But the actually playing on that tour has helped me bring out a whole lot more African Americans to the sport who hasn't had the opportunity to play, and be by me being a role model out there, get a whole lot more of them out there.
Okay, so I mean, is that what the website does? It provides a place for them to go and get resources for it.
Mm-hmm. The website gives African Americans a resource where they can contact certain executives or people who work at the RTBox.com and help them, guide them through the way, maybe do an instruction, and places where they can play.
Oh, okay. That's actually pretty good because there aren't that many. I mean, there are black golfers, but there aren't that many that are real serious enough to try to get sponsorship and get on tour and, actually become real serious PGA Tour caliber golfers. So I think that's probably a good resource for them to go on and learn something and have a little bit of extra structure and guidance for their careers if they choose to pursue it. All right, well, thank you, Daddy. Appreciate it. And we'll be seeing you later.
Thank you.